what's going on, peeps? Robin didn't say anything because he's taking a big vape hit, so I'm introducing the show. Welcome to Your Band Is Garbage.
What's up, Worm Nation?
Yeah, what's up, Worm Nation?
We gotta remember to say that at the top.
Here's the thing, I'll be honest with you.
It's not gonna catch on.
I do remember, but I always wait for you to say it because I'm embarrassed to say it. I don't know why, but I feel like it's your thing, and I don't want to take it away from you.
What is that? That hurts. That's embarrassing for you?
No, it's not.
You're gonna come up with a name for our four fans? That's embarrassing to you?
Yeah,
you put out this show every other Monday, and that's embarrassing to you?
That's the thing out of all of this that is a problem for me. That's the one thing that I don't sign off on as the podcast guy. Oh, hell yeah. Yep.
Anyway, Speaking of the podcast, we got not only do we have me and Jacob, we've got our wonderful, as always, producer, Keelan. He's in the stew, chilling in the background. He'll chime in when he has some dumb story to tell everybody or whatever, or maybe some segment. And last and probably most importantly, we do have a guest with us today. We have Charlotte with Evervest and a number of other projects.
What's up, Worm Nation?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I think that's probably the only guest that's ever called. Hell yeah. Appreciate that. Like Robin mentioned, several things. I obviously we noticed that you're sort of a multi-artist, multi-project, musical artist type of person. Different projects all around, kind of a few different things. Do you want to give us just kind of the quick rundown on those?
Yeah, you're being very kind by saying several, because that makes me sound busy and disciplined. I have two.
Sure.
That's
more than me, so.
I have, the one I'm here talking about is my experimental project, Effervesce, because I have a new album with that project out. As of this coming Friday, as of this recording, it will be out probably by the time the episode's out.
Correct.
And I also do like normal, sad singer songwritery rock and roll type.
Hell yeah.
Stuff under the name CM.
I was gonna.
And
ask
thank you for pronouncing that.
Yeah, yeah. I make I give my things weird names, so understandable.
That rocks. Well, I feel like Nativity is easy enough. I got that one nailed down. So that's the name of the album.
Yes.
And you are correct. It'll be out by the time this airs. As of recording, it's tomorrow. So we have not heard it yet. Very stoked. Obviously heard the single that's out now. You can hear that
and
one.
And we could have heard it if we had simply responded to Maud's DM in time. But
I very much forgot. Very cool. Yeah, I thought she'd send that to you. But
well,
I'm excited to get your first impression of it.
Yeah, I mean, what we've heard so far, like, I really fucking dig.
Yeah,
like,
Maud
kind of described the project as like noise music. I don't know if you subscribe to that.
It is definitely noise.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty apt description. There's a lot of like sampling and layering of like different sounds and notes and like rhythm, like manually added to it in a way that makes it make sense and like turns noise into music, which is really sick.
Okay. Yeah. Two minor tidbits. You said the word rhythm and you said the phrase makes sense. I'm not entirely sure that that's accurate, but appreciate you giving me the credit.
Fair enough. I feel like the rhythm is there. I mean, it's not like, I'm not saying it's like a 4/4 or whatever, but there's motion. That's a good way of phrasing it. And admittedly, I don't listen to a lot of noise music, so it's kind of a new thing for me to be like diving into. But I really do fuck with the vibes. It's a really cool energy. It's kind of different. Makes me feel like I'm gonna be murdered, which is kind of a cool feeling.
Yeah,
either
about to be murdered or are currently being murdered.
Correct.
Or have been murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe.
I listened to the first, I listened to an album, but I know it was five songs. I listened to Blackbirds, which was the one that came out already. That one gave me the vibe of definitely leading up to the murder. Everything, the single off Nativity so far is active murder from what I can tell. That's the main difference to me so far.
Yes. Yeah. No, the previous album is a very different thing. That's just a lot more relaxing. It's just like going for a walk outside.
Absolutely.
And then this album is the follow-up where you continue walking until you get lost and I don't know, killed by some pack of wild creatures.
Absolutely. An animal of some kind, hard to say what,
Yeah.
but definitely a pack of them for sure. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Sort of like Hereditary vibes, but in a good way. It's like makes me want to be murdered almost. More so than normal, because I lay like,
Is that a compliment?
Yeah,
this music makes me want to be
Okay,
murdered.
sorry. I guess sorry. I should clarify that as a compliment, yes. In the best
You're like,
way.
it's really scary. I don't.
This music makes me wish someone would slit my throat. I like it.
Yeah, but in the coolest way imaginable. Like a really cool guy slitting my throat, maybe, and smoking a cig while he does it.
Fuck
That would be
yeah.
sick.
He's got a leather jacket on.
Yeah. Yeah, the big leather gloves so he doesn't get caught doing the murder. Do people
What is
wear leather
this? What
gloves?
are
They
we
seem
doing?
hot. I don't know. Oh, hell yeah.
What's the craziest or most surprising thing you've ever like sampled? Because like when I was in high school, I listened to weird shit. I listened to a lot of like death metal, and that led me to like grindcore, which led me to some like even weirder stuff, like artists doing like super aggressive like drum samples and stuff that sounded like unnatural almost. I don't know, but like there's a lot of weird shit out there that people can use in their music. So what's the craziest thing you've ever sampled?
Well, there are a couple tracks in this album, including the single Zero Letter Word, where my recording equipment was just kind of picking up radio signals that I was able to use in it. So that was pretty cool. I got like some Christian advice program that I was able to just really like stretch out and make it all spooky.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The first track on the album contains a sample from a voicemail I got from some stranger. No idea who they are. But it was a really interesting thing, and I knew when I heard it I wanted to use it somehow.
Whoa.
So I'm glad I was able to do that.
Like a threatening
And the
stranger,
person
like
who
in a good
left.
way.
No, like a person who might not have been aware they were calling me,
Oh. Whoa.
because they weren't t like talking to, they weren't leaving me a message,
Huh.
but they were just talking, and said some stuff into the phone, and
That's crazy.
now it's been immortalized.
That's wild. That person, like, listening to the music, the music, be like, "Hold on a minute. This sounds just like
Yeah,
that voicemail that I left."
No, I'm sure that person is just like a huge Harsh Noise fan who's
Yes.
like real into the scene.
Yep. Almost certainly the case.
Definitely.
Definitely. Hell yeah. Absolutely. I'm interested to hear, because obviously, I know you mentioned the Blackbirds album was a little bit about like taking a walk, and there was a lot of like natural sampling and stuff that goes on to that one. What's more of the vibe with Nativity? Like, what's the, I mean, if that's going for a walk and this is getting like murdered, what are like the actual samples and things coming from? Like, what is that? I not one spores, but like, where's that coming from?
Yeah, so like, I mean, I wouldn't say it's an album like about being murdered. That's kind of a vibe, just
Right.
a lot more violent and kind of hazy. But I mean, for the most part, the samples I use are just, things I have recorded out in the world. So
Hell yeah.
I've got like some, I use some like feedback samples just from like just an amp cable that's not attached to anything.
Yeah.
Or like just like some weird droning I heard from outside a building one time. I would say like the kind of the theme of the album is sort of like the act of creating oneself and like
Ooh.
Being sort of like being born is the nativity of it,
Yeah.
and how that can be like a you know, like a scary or violent process.
Sure.
And so I wanted some kind of scary or violent sounds to reflect that. So I've got a lot of like very processed vocals
Yeah.
and a lot of like really huge reverby distorted like guitars and synths, and basically everything is just hella reverbed, hella distorted.
Hell yeah.
Because that is that's basically just the shortcut
Yeah.
for making it good.
Hey, fair enough. I got no issue with that on this end. You throw some fucking reverb and distortion on it, I'm all over it. So I'm right there with you. I frankly can't wait for it. It's good. I mean, we'll hear it soon anyway, regardless of us answering our DMs or not. So we'll be hearing it anyway shortly. But
I mean, you can hear it immediately. I can send it to you right
I
now.
guess that's fair. I guess that's fair. We could just get it. Oh shit.
If only we were talking to the person
Yeah,
that
I believe you're
made
talking literally to the
it.
artist right now. Oh shit. Well, I appreciate you going through it. We talked a little bit about what we were talking about. We were planning stuff out for this episode, and we have some other segments that we normally go to. We didn't feel like, I mean, I don't know, music and stuff, I don't feel like is the vibe. I mean, Robin, you said this a little bit earlier.
But there's not a lot of music news
Yeah.
like going on right now,
Right.
and the regular news is extremely depressing and infuriating.
It sucks so bad.
So, no music today.
Yeah, we're not doing
Sorry,
music.
but
That did give us
Okay.
an opportunity to kind of whip up a new segment. So we have a new segment of the show that we are going to be
Cool.
introducing if you guys are ready.
I'm
And
ready.
it's time for the vibe check.
Vibe check. Prepare your ear holes.
New segment just dropped.
This one's doozy.
Initiating podcast segment.
Robin, what the fuck are you doing? I'm so mad that you used my voice.
Take it away, losers.
Welcome to
What was
Vibe
that?
Sorry.
Pretty
This is the
good.
first time I'm hearing this as well.
We did this 30 minutes before the show. I was like, we have to, if we're doing a new segment, we have to have a theme. And then I just muted my mic and used my voice mod a bunch of times.
Oh,
Just
shit. It's art. Thank you for doing that. And this is our new segment. It's called Vibe Check. Honestly, the thought behind this one, I just thought it would be good to take a look back at maybe some people or some group of people that maybe are or are not doing so hot, and maybe just see where they're at, and maybe talk a little bit about what's going on. See if they pass the current vibe check, basically, more or less. So we've got some peeps to go over. I mean, it's right off the bat here on the first one on the dock, and I'm gonna call you boys out for it, because that's the I mean really the reason I included him on the list. I think it's time for an MGK vibe check. I need to see where he's at. I feel like
Not good.
I feel like not
I'll just say
good.
right off the bat.
I feel
And
like not
frankly, I'm
good.
tired of talking about him.
Yeah, but you love him is the point. You and Keelan love the album, and you love the MGK, and he's your favorite, so. That's why we wanted to see. Listen, okay, here's the thing. Here's my defense of MGK. I don't like MGK. I'm tired of talking about MGK. He is dating Megan Fox. So you could be doing worse. That is a.
And
That's.
that does rock, but they are apparently drinking each other's
No,
blood.
okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. That is a
I have
little.
multiple sources of people saying like,
I
hey,
know.
someone should tell them not to do that.
I know.
She
I know.
manifested him.
Okay, but here's the
Oh,
thing.
that's the other thing.
Okay, here's the thing.
When she was four.
I understand that pulling shit like that out of context can be a little bit weird, but I feel like some of that is not super outside of regular boyfriend girlfriend talk. It's a little bit weird, but saying you manifested a guy is like not the craziest thing in the world in the year of our Lord 2022. I don't think that's as bad as people are making out to be. I don't think you should drink each other's blood. I'm not saying that's good.
I think it's more the I've been manifesting since I was four. I think that's...
I don't know.
That's where you lose me. If you say, like you're, like, manifesting good things, like, I'm not religious. I believe there's some energy, at least, that allows us to look at each other and communicate, like, you know, whatever. That there's something out there. So, like, people talk about manifestation. I don't know. I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's real. But that's more, to me, like a, again, like a vibe thing. Like, putting good vibes out into the world and getting good vibes back. Not like... When I was 4 years old, I imagined the hottest guy in the world, and then he was born.
Okay, but that's just like a thing you say about your new partner. Like, that's whatever. Like, I get it.
I just want to state that I feel like the purpose of this was for Jacob to roast me and Robin, and Jacob's been been defending MGK and that whole thing way more.
Actually,
me and Robin are kind of dogging on him this entire time. So really, Jacob... What was your favorite song off the album?
I didn't listen to the album, as you full well know, but you did several times, and you could probably tell me what your favorite song was. And I feel like I'm defending Megan Fox, if anything else, because I don't know. I have no ill will towards anything Megan Fox says. I feel like she gets taken out of context a lot and gets a lot of unjust hate. I don't feel like it's whatever. I feel like it's weird to dogpile on Megan Fox. I mean, dating MGK is definitely a weird decision. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending that decision, but I think you could be doing worse things than like talking nice about your new boyfriend. I think there's worse things you could be doing in the world.
Listen, if I got engaged to the guy that I created with my psychic energy when I was four, I'd be pretty stoked about it. So like, it makes sense.
It's hard to argue. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think MGK passes the vibe check. I do think Megan Fox does, but I am not giving MGK a pass on the vibe check. I think that's a fail for me.
This is my husband that I imagined into life when I was four. His first name is Machine Gun.
Last name from TBD. Cleveland. Machine Gun for sure.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, my perfect
God.
Name. Oh, shit.
All right, next up on the vibe check, we got Pusha T, who apparently has said that rumors of an Eminem feud are a misinterpretation, and he's putting aside the Drake feud. So I'm going to go ahead and say Pusha T. I don't know anything about like what he like believes in or stands for or anything like that. But as far as squashing beefs, like I think that's positive. I think that's a good thing to do.
I agree. It was... I
hate this. Are you kidding me? Pusha T had probably the best diss track to come out in like 20 years.
Yeah, so that's sort of the thing. I really don't follow like rap beef subculture aside from just that, because it was the funniest thing that's ever happened in the world. And I do feel like as a result of doing that, Drake has been a better father to his child. So that's a dub for Pusha T, I think, across the board.
If you really deconstruct diss tracks, it's really just like dudes writing poetry about each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're kind of getting into like old, like you read Roman poetry, a lot of it is just diss tracks about other fucking poets.
That's so good. Oh, I love to sit down and write some poetry at the boys. I'm writing a diss track with poetry with my dudes. Hell yeah.
Jacob, you got any more people whose vibes we need to check?
Ovid's got some fucking bars about Virgil, though. Ovid has got some serious bars.
I don't have anybody else. That's all I had.
I'm just going to add.
Throw someone on the vibe check. Go ahead.
Travis Barker.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. How is he doing? I feel like money-wise, probably very well currently, if I had to guess. As far as his soul being intact, I don't know.
I mean, look, out of like the... I'm just gonna make a statement. I think Kourtney Kardashian's the prettiest of the three, and he's dating the best one of the three.
I'm not gonna disagree with you there. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment to me.
Going on record. Have you watched the show though? No. Do you like know about them and stuff?
No,
do you know about the different feuds in the family and all that?
No, I mean I should because of my boy, but no, that's a whole other thing. I'm not ready to talk about that.
Wait, I know I need to know what you're talking about. What boy?
Kanye. What do you think?
Oh,
what
yeah, do you that's think? Right. I'm sorry. I forgot. You're not ready to talk about Kanye.
I'm not ready to talk about Kanye.
Or
yeah,
the Bengals making the Super Bowl.
Look, I'm ready to. I can talk about that now. The draft's happening. But yeah.
Not Kanye.
Oh, by right. the way, Kanye has not been passing the vibe check.
Yeah, he's also not very.
Not he has been the failing vibe. The vibe check for a decade, you guys.
Kanye invented failing the vibe check.
But Life of Pablo. That was
a vibe. Great album. I'm gonna give him that. I'm gonna give that one. I like that album.
It was pretty good.
Travis Barker, I feel like, is just working on like doing trap beats doing for a bunch of people now. Like Tom, okay. Tom got out of Blink-182 and is doing his alien stuff and he's doing his other band. And everybody made fun of him. Yeah, and I feel like he was right. He got a lot of unjust hate for that. And like everything Blink-182 done afterwards has sucked. I don't listen to Angels or whatever, Airwaves or whatever, so I couldn't tell you that. But I feel like Travis Barker's not, he can't be doing that well. I think Tom made it out the best, I guess is my point.
So does Tom pass the vibe check?
Tom definitely passes the vibe check because he believes in aliens, and I would love to smoke a blunt with Tom DeLong.
And also, he was right.
Yeah, I mean, he was right about aliens.
He's right.
He was right about the UFOs. Like, he said there's secret videos of the UFOs, and then they released the videos of the UFOs, and they're like, we don't know what these are. And then he's like, I told you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They're UFOs. I'm Tom DeLonge. I said this.
I got one more vibe check before I think we close out the segment here, friends.
Yeah.
We're going to vibe check this. We're going to vibe check the Supreme Court.
We're not vibe checking the Supreme Court.
I think we need to vibe check the Supreme Court real quick.
Come on.
All right.
We just said we're not talking about the news.
I'm going to vibe check the Supreme Court with a cue ball and a tube sock.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's correct.
Yep. I just want to give them a sock and play pool.
Correct.
That's Robin, what
I think
saying.
You have a... Is there a sound effect on your soundboard, potentially, that you could play at this very moment?
No.
Are you sure?
Listen, I'm not trying to get on a list.
Okay, are you sure?
I'm not actively trying to stay off of the list, but I'm not trying to get on it, okay. You know?
You're not going to play...
If your you're name not gonna, up on top.
Okay, you're not gonna play the gun firing sound. Okay, thank you for playing the gun firing sound.
That was an accident, right? You meant to hit the ice cream button.
I meant to hit the fart.
I'm gonna fart on the Supreme Court. Oh no!
All right, Alito does not pass the vibe check. Clarence
not
Thomas,
going down the line.
I'm going down the line. Kavanaugh, he likes beer, but he doesn't pass the vibe check. Kagan, whatever her name is, she's all right. Sotomayor, she kind of rocks, actually. She passes the vibe check.
None of them pass the vibe check. Those robes are fucking whack. They have no drip.
That's true. That is true.
If you're on the Supreme Court, fuck you for being on the Supreme Court.
Also, you have no drip.
L plus ratio plus no drip plus fuck the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
that's right.
Charlotte, do you have anyone you would like to push forward as a vibe check? Check.
And that's good if you don't. That's fine. That's
fine. I don't think I do because like
that bodes well for everybody in your life. To be honest,
honestly, like. No, I need a vibe check my fucking cat, man.
Yeah. Why?
All right, what's your cat's
just,
name?
Her name is Fortune.
Fortune.
And she just walks around and sits on the floor and pisses in her little box.
Yep.
Rancid vibes, my dude.
Yeah.
Hey, whom among us wouldn't just want to be inside and pissing in a box all day?
I had to get my cat some like new food because they think that he's allergic to something that's in all the rest of them. And it's like $50 a bag. Oof. And it's not small. Oof. Like, and you have to have like a prescription to get it, and you have to go to like the right store. It's crazy, dude.
You gonna have a prescription for your cat food?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Your cat only passes the vibe check with me for like 5 minutes, and then he hates me.
Yeah. Finn is, he's easily agitated.
Yeah, I know.
That's so that not like cool.
That like week that I had a band staying in my fucking living room, and like he's just like constantly around them but across the room just watching, just will not let them do anything.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, Finn is in your apartment not allowing Carly Cosgrove to pass the vibe check.
Yeah, Finn is swatting at Helen's legs constantly.
Yeah, true.
Sweet. Oh Jesus.
All right, that was vibe check.
That was the vibe check. That I think that was the first that was the, you know, that's fine. That worked. That's a good segment. We can do that again. That was good. So
we could maybe do it again.
Yeah, we'll keep that we'll in the see. Docket.
You know, sometime. You at home, right into the show, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a DM on Twitter at ybigpodcast or on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. Don't let us know that. If you
we're
enjoyed
just
the
about
vibe
to do
check.
The ad break.
Remember to
so
like, comment, and subscribe.
We're going to do all of this in just a
ring
moment.
That bell. We don't do YouTube.
We don't do YouTube
at all.
So. No bell. All right, we're
going
to go take
three episodes on YouTube.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll wrap this shit up. Whee! Sweet. Hey, what's up, folks? It's Jacob here. I'm coming to you in the middle of the show in the ad break, as it is. You heard it just a little bit ago. Robin was doing the plugs and stuff there. So I wanted to do something a little bit different this time. As much as we would love to have every single one of our other friends that have been on the show back on for each new release they'd have, just not realistic. Schedules don't allow it, and a lot of them are out on tour now, so love that for them. I wanted to take some time to shout out some recent releases. I can't exactly remember if we've mentioned these on the show or not, but they are all worth checking out, so I just wanted to make sure to highlight these. Oolong was part of a very cool split with Weather Day, Michael Sarah Palin, and Camp Trash. Pretty sure it is pronounced Edema Rue. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. I think it's a D&D thing. Not 100% sure, but it's a split. You should check it out. It's on Bandcamp. Carly Cosgrove released the album of the year back in March. See You in Chemistry. I know, pretty sure we've mentioned that on the show, but I can't stop talking about it, so I had to include it. Super Destroyer has a new album that's out now. It's called In Your Loneliness, Your Holiness. Absolutely worth your time. Definitely check that out. Also from the Lonely Ghost world, we have Hey, I Love You. They've got their debut album out now. Psychokinetic Love Songs. It's fucking incredible. I can't stop listening to it. Really, really good. Arlen Gun Club. There is so much news over there. They've got so much shit coming out. The debut album from them is going to be out 6-3. They're on Rat Poison Records now, which is so sick. There's so much coming for them. Absolutely check that out. The debut album from Cliff Diver is finally out now. They kind of talked about it a little bit when they did the show with us, but Exercise Your Demons is out now. It smacks very, very hard. Definitely listen to that. Last but not least, we have Guilt. They've got the new EP, Conceit. It's out now. Ash is on vocals. Highly recommend you check that out. Also a very, very cool release. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. If you're not as plugged into the scene as we are, it's easy to miss these sometimes, so just kind of wanted to remind everybody, make sure you're not missing anything. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us, and we will get back to the show.
I just secretly hated you for some reason.
I found my tech deck recently. True. I have. Oh, yeah. I never got good enough at these.
Is there skill to tech deck?
Absolutely. Kids yes. Are cool. They used to go fucking crazy with these.
Like, they go nuts.
Do you remember cup stacking? Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. What was that?
That shit was sick. Do you guys have cup stacking in gym class?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Not in gym class. I think I was a little old for that, but my brother, I think, did. He was only a few years
old. Okay, yeah. I did cup stacking like one day in middle school gym class. I wasn't very good at it. I could do a little bit.
Yeah, my brother like bought the set and came home with it and everything.
Yeah, you got like the 363 and then the 110-1.
God. That
it's
company
a whole
just
fucking thing
making a fortune off of printing like 6 plastic cups and selling them for $40. Some genius sitting around being like, all right, what do we have on hand? A bunch of plastic fucking cups? Okay. What can they do with them? Well, they can stack them really fast and then take it down really fast. And that's the game. That's the whole game.
Do you think the same people that made those are like the same people that made like the big beer pong cups, you know?
The big beer pong?
You know, like the big like beer pong, big beer pong, or like the little beer pong cups. There's just one cup company. I don't know what I'm doing.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about red solo
cups? Like solo cups, yeah.
Big beer pong cups is what you called them?
Yeah.
I'd say they're right.
But like the big ones where they use like a volleyball.
What?
What?
You've never seen that?
Like,
you've
no,
never seen
no.
big,
what are you talking
you've never
about?
Seen big beer pong?
Are you just talking about like that would probably just be like barrels, right?
Are you talking about a bucket? That's just a bucket.
I don't know what we're doing.
Just a bunch of Home Depot buckets with a tennis ball.
Can we talk about why I had to learn how to square dance in gym?
Because Henry Ford was a racist?
Yeah. We went to the same school. Did you have to learn to square dance, bro?
When I went to Catholic school, I had to.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do any of that.
Catholic school.
None of that.
This is where we're outing me and Keelan as Catholic school kids.
Wait, yeah. Did you go to Catholic school? I didn't know that.
For 4th through 7th grade, so like just enough for them to be like, hey, here's a crash course on God and all of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is cool. I'll be an altar boy. And then on Sundays, I was like, I hate church and I want to go to sleep. So me calling off 5 minutes before I was supposed to do a shift and my friend having to do it like alone.
I'm just too damaged. I they still get me to go back to mass sometimes. I don't know how.
Yeah,
that's
fucked up.
Damage. It's really weird.
Up. It's weird that you have weird Catholic guilt even now, even the way you know better.
That's what Catholicism is making you feel guilty about everything.
Being alive.
Being alive. Being Catholic.
And that's what
or not being Catholic or being
not
happy,
being Catholic
being
enough.
Yeah. And taking a lot of your money along the way.
Oh, they've gotten, like, none of my money.
Oh, when they pass the little fucking jar around, you don't throw
they
a...
They get a dollar here and there.
Okay, but how many times have you thrown a dollar in there?
Like,
several.
They've probably, total, have gotten $20 out of me in my 28 years of being alive. So
you should get to write that off, though.
Yeah, less than a dollar... less than a dollar per year of me living is what they've gotten.
I used to get taken to church every week, and I'd put a dollar in the basket every week. Yeah. Like that was my money. That was my little kid money.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Getting a check for $5 from your grandma, cashing it, and donating half of it at church.
Yeah,
so fucked up. Why weren't there any financial literacy classes in kindergarten?
A child putting a dollar in the thing and somebody would be like, hold on now. You don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that. Which someone had done that.
You know, now that I think about it, they sure did talk a lot about that story where like the poor old lady like gives like half, like she has 2 coins and she donates like one of her coins, and then everyone is like, oh Jesus, you know, she didn't give as much as I have, and it's like, yeah, but you're wealthy, she gave more than you could possibly imagine, and then it's like, yeah, so please, even if
you have
poor,
to sow your seeds
to church. Yeah,
so the moral of the story there is even if you're poor, give like 50%. Give an incredible portion of your total
amount.
Wealth, and if you're a fucking billionaire, like don't worry about it.
Not a big deal. Everybody else will donate.
Yeah, toss it like a few bucks, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, we'll build you a wing in the new studio or whatever. But it's fine. Just keep doing what you're doing.
The Catholic Church does not pass the vibe check.
That's true. They do not. Yeah.
Whoa. What? See,
no, Keelan defending the Catholic Church.
I think it's time to take it away to Keelan's new old thing.
Wait, are we recording? No, that's
I feel like you should say you're recording before you just like roll back into it.
I mean, you said we never stopped recording, so.
Okay, well, I'm not going to include the part about, like, her hometown and stuff, so.
Well, right.
We'll figure it out somewhere.
Generally, the rule is if something is funny or interesting, we'll keep it in. But if it's, like, doxing.
And if something is it, like, my home address and my work schedule.
Your full social security number.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like if I were to tell you that, like, my friend Jacob lives at 35.
And I am still recording. Actually, that's fine. You can go. I don't care. Yeah.
Or Nation comes to your house.
Are we ready to get rolling back into it? Keelan, are you ready for your segment?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll get rolling back into it with Keelan's segment here. Guys, welcome to Please Don't Stop the Music. This is Keelan's top five favorite Rihanna songs, and we've just been going down the list every one song,
at a time, every other week.
So, Keelan, fire us off with your second favorite Rihanna song.
Umbrella.
Wait, are you counting down from five and you've done this? Okay.
Counting up.
So you started with the number one.
No,
we started with five.
Sorry, yeah.
Number five, okay. Four, three. Now
so
we're at
this is
two.
The penultimate this is the edition penultimate of Please Don't Stop the Music.
Yeah, sorry.
Stakes are getting higher and higher.
True.
Yeah, and my second favorite Rihanna song is Umbrella.
Yep. That's a banger. Hard to deny. Do you want to speak to that maybe?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Okay. And do you want to speak to that any further?
It's a great song. It brings you back to summer of 2007. Okay. The music video is still iconic.
I think he previously said that the top three were all perfect songs. So would you say that this is a perfect song?
I don't think I said that, but yes, it is.
Wait, that makes me think you did say it because you
I don't
agree
think
with
I
it.
Did.
You did. You said that. I don't I remember do what the last one that. Was, but you said that's a perfect song.
Oh, the last one.
And honestly,
one,
the top the two are one, also perfect songs.
The last one was "Take Care."
Yeah, by Drake featuring
Rihanna.
Featuring Rihanna.
Yeah, it counts. Fuck you. This is my list. All right, that was Please Don't Stop the Music.
Ending the segment early because he's getting pissed off.
Good segment, guys. Oh, I like it.
Hell yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That's our segment called Please Don't
Stop. How long
did
you spend on that theme?
Not that long.
Longer than this segment. So
longer
probably.
Than you spent on the theme that we played tonight for the other episode. Oh, shit.
I'm not kidding you guys. There is one of the songs on my album, the last song, sounds pretty much like that theme.
Oh my god.
Just going through fucking radio stations
that's
and
sick.
Static.
I kind of think that's cool. I wish I've heard it already because that sounds sick. I can't wait to hear it.
And we're going to keep going down the spiral of, oh, I can't wait to hear it. Oh, I mean, you should probably just hear it right now.
Shit. I'll drop it in the chat, you guys.
We have 1 hour and 39 minutes until it's out. I mean it.
True.
At this point, it's really just our fault.
This is our doing. Yeah, this is our mistake.
And we own our mistakes. And that's makes it fine, right?
Yep.
That's how that works.
Okay. I think that
if you admit your mistakes... then you never did anything wrong.
I think that's so true. I think that's so true. That's such a good point. And thank you. That's so important. Thank you for saying it.
It's honestly brave.
I feel like you had the next one on the docket here. Do you want to roll into your little seggy here? Seggy. I don't know what that is. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Sorry. I didn't like what that was.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. We'll do another one. It's Robin's concert safety tip of the day.
Yeah, Robin's got you a concert safety tip.
You know it, you love
the
it.
Day
it
time.
Doesn't have a theme.
No, we don't have a theme for it. Which I don't know why we have segments without themes at this point. Now it seems like something we should just throw together.
You're probably right. Anyway, today I want to talk about
make a theme right now. Ready, go.
Robin's concert safety tip of the day. Just knowing the one beat.
That
what is
was
that?
Not even that bad. That was not
anyway,
terrible.
I would like to chat about pit etiquette.
Yeah.
Because
pit etiquette, if you will.
Exactly. Yep, pit etiquette. Thank you. I've been to a lot of shows in my day, and again, now I'm the old man who has to sit at the back to shake his ass and can't, you know, get down in the pit and shake my ass, because if I do, I'm going to get smashed into by somebody and have to be carried out on a stretcher. So I see a lot of things happening, and I just wanted to chat about pit etiquette. So, like, let's take, you know what, I'm teaching, so let's go ahead and take some examples from my small audience here.
Yeah.
What's one thing to note anytime that you're in a mosh pit type scenario, or even just like big crowded area and people jumping around?
I would just say be aware of what's happening around you. You can't just be like gazing off into the distance or whatever.
Very good. Thank you, Jacob. Excellent
you're
point.
You're welcome. Why is it so official?
Keelan, are you looking at your phone?
What? I'm right here. I'm looking at you.
Keelan, I think you'll be good to take the next one then. What are you, if you get in a pit, what are you doing? What are you being mindful of?
Call him out on the show for looking at his
phone. I didn't even look at my phone. That's the worst part.
I'm pretending to be his teacher. Like, I'm role playing.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Serious. Holy
I'm
shit.
Still in a
I thought
like,
he was serious.
Never
too.
Done that on the show before, man. That's
we played
so
we played D&D yesterday. I'm still in that like mindset. I'm sorry.
Oh man, that was so good.
What, you want to role play? Is that what you?
gonna make him roll initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Keelan, you roll a nat 20 on your initiative. You're in the middle of the mosh pit. Okay. Yeah. And you see somebody fall to the ground. Okay.
Yeah.
You're the first one to move. What are you doing?
Casting healing hands.
No. No, you're picking the person up.
You don't have any spell slots left.
Yeah, plus, if you were going to heal, you could just use healing word, and you wouldn't even have to get into the pit and get into the melee, risk taking some damage.
Sounds like he was already.
Yeah, no, I'm going to try to pick the person up as best as I can. I'm a small person, but I'll try.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes two, but that's part of the pit is the camaraderie, you know?
Yeah. I've fallen before in the pit, and someone picked me right the fuck back up.
Yeah.
Like, so.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. You got to pick them back up. I'm so mad that we didn't get to go into the pit at that show that we were at. Recently.
Dude, I still think about it.
They've been talking about this for weeks. I'm sorry. I can't. Okay, I keep telling them that it was just that there were too many people down there and security was not going to let any more people in for safety reasons. And they were like each like two beers in and like, why won't they let us in the pit?
Okay, first of
I'm
all.
Sorry. I want to go into the pit while Vomit by Microwave is playing. I'm sorry. Is that too much to ask?
First of all, it seemed like it was too much to ask because we literally tried to just walk. Like, we were seeing a relatively large concert, and I think it was Robin who made a pretty apt observation that there were definitely more flannels than masks at the show. So, vibes are not great to begin with. Not a great situation. A little uncomfy, standing at the back, like, you know, you sort of get to an event, and then you're like, I shouldn't have come here. This isn't a good idea. Sort of that feeling the entire night. But having a good time, drinking our two beers or whatever, and hanging out and wanting to go in the pit, I've never just been told, like, no before. I've never just, like, tried to walk down and then been like, no, sorry, you can't go in. Like, someone physically stopping me and being like, no. I don't know why that was so, like, that's so mind-blowing to me, but... It just doesn't happen that way.
Also, with how the layout of the place was, it was like there was just really no way to get in.
Like, no, absolutely not.
Like if I wanted to get into the pit in like any other show we've been to in the last like year or so, I can get in.
You just walk into it. You just walk
like,
down.
No problem. Full house. I can still get in.
Yeah. You can, like, squeeze through people. People will, like, you know, there's a little bit of room. It's just, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
And it's not like it was a COVID thing because they didn't even check our bags at all.
Yeah,
even though
they
didn't. Like, had the card and ready to go, like, just not even checking it, which is so bad. Oh, God.
Because then you failed the vibe check.
Yep. The Agora Cleveland has failed the vibe check.
Yeah, when we go see Tim Heidecker and we start the pit, okay, we're...
Keelan, does this mean you'll go see Tim Heidecker with me?
If we start a pit?
Stop making plans on the podcast. We have a guest here that we could be chatting with, and you guys are just venting for the millionth time.
I'll start a pit at Tim Heidecker.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Are you a pit goer? Are you a pit starter? Like, what's your move?
I'm a pit appreciator and a pit avoider. I'm the person who gets really close to the front and lets the pit just kind of press up against me.
Yeah.
You've got that solid layer of protection.
Yeah. I wanna stay on my feet, and hopefully not get beer spilled on me. Just listen to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that's
I got fun. Like yeah. I mean the most pit experience I have was I got some like cut some rather bruised ribs at an OC show, cuz I was just like constantly getting pressed right up against the stage. It was fun though.
Yeah. I can see that being the case. Especially being right up on there if the pit's really going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. I definitely have shifted from being someone who wanted to be in the pit to now being like directly outside of it and appreciating it from there.
Yeah, that's usually where I find myself.
My primo, I think, placement, if I had to pick, would be the guy who is standing like as the I'm on the outside circle where the people are, but the pit hasn't started yet, and I'm the guy who's pushing with the arms as people are like running by for the circle pit. I'm pushing you around as you want to run in a circle. But other than that, I'm out. I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm specific song pit guy.
Yeah. You wait for the one song and then you make your way in.
I go all
in.
Out and then like I try to get right back out once the song's over.
I think that makes sense, especially in the year of our Lord 2022 with COVID-19 virus happening. I don't want to be like. The body sweat thing from everybody else in this room is going to be happening anyway, but I'm not trying to encourage that necessarily. It is what it is, but appreciate that, Rube. As far as your concert safety tip, we will we'll check back in next time. Next time we go to a concert, maybe. Who knows? Maybe we'll see some more tomfoolery to comment on, but hard to say.
Ooh, I have one additional concert safety tip. Please eat something before you go to a concert and drink some water.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. Second that one.
Also, another concert safety tip. Start a fire in the pit.
Don't start a fire in the pit. That's not a real thing.
Start a fire in the pit.
Start a fire in the pit.
Okay,
now
no
it's
more
a
concert
fire
safety
pit.
Tips because Keelan's not Keelan's not taking it seriously, so we're not doing any more concert safety tips. Everybody yell at Keelan and throw your tomatoes at him, but he's ruined it for everybody. So now the segment's over. Now it's in the trash can. Forever. Not forever.
All right. Now that we have absolutely wasted your time with probably like 40 minutes of just the three of us kind of screaming at each other, before we round things out, we got one, maybe two more segments, but wanted to give you a chance if there was anything else that you wanted to throw in there about the new record coming out or any, like, I don't know if you play shows or anything, but like what's going on in your world?
So once again, my artist is Effervesce, and the album is called Nativity. It is as of May 6th. You can find it on your streaming things. You can find it on Bandcamp.
And when you find it on Bandcamp, go ahead and press the button that gives money. That's important. Maybe do it on a select Friday if you can.
Correct.
As well. Is tomorrow one of those?
Tomorrow is one of those. Okay,
whoa!
Guys, you got to get this album out. Holy you got to get this episode out immediately. This is going to make or break me.
Okay, but we can't cut out any of the stuff where you said your home address, so that all has to stay. That's the 50-50.
It's just raw audio.
Fair enough. I will dox myself for about $7.
I was going to say.
That's right.
Yep.
That's the margins we're working with here. I don't currently play shows. I'm looking to play shows. Got to figure out how the hell I'm going to do that because I just completely fucking improvise anything, and I couldn't really recreate it, but
right,
we'll do something.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, that's always part of the live experience, too, is figuring out what it is. So good luck with that. Mm. That'll be fun. I'm interested to see how that turns out. Well, I feel like unless either you boys had to add, we can probably roll into one, you know, our sort of our last segment here. Anything from the peanut gallery? Keelan's still looking at his phone? I'm just kidding.
He is.
I'm paying rent right now. He's
paying rent. No.
Yeah, because I realized. Fifth? Yeah, we have 5th is the last day each month, and then okay. I realized.
So really the 5th is the due date.
The 5th yeah. is, it sounds like okay. the 5th is the due date, my friend.
It yep. is, basically.
I mean, I paid mine yesterday, so like I'm not.
Okay, I'm not actually.
If you don't pay your rent on the absolute last day possible, like what's the point? Like,
yeah, then you're capitulating to the landlords. Exactly. You can't do that. You got to make them. You got to make their lives at least a little difficult.
Make them work for it. Make them sweat for it a little bit.
Yeah, like who the hell do you think you are paying your rent immediately on the first of the month, or heaven forbid before that?
Yeah, God forbid.
Disgusting.
I actually tried to pay mine before the first of the month once, just because like I had the money. I was like, I'm just gonna do it. Just so that I don't think that I have more money than I do when I still have to pay rent.
Yep.
And they wouldn't let me. I like logged on and I did. They like didn't give me my statement until midnight. Oh. I was like, well, fuck me, I guess, for trying to like do the thing. I guess I'm just going to continue to turn it in significantly later than you would hope.
You would hope and requested that I do so. All right, sweet. Well, let's get rolling into the last bit here. The same one we kind of round out the show with every episode, but kind of just wondering.
Are there any new bands I should know about?
Are there any new bands we should know about? Which really just means, like, what have you been fucking with? What do you recommend? What would you want to point people towards as far as music that you've been listening to? Doesn't have to be new. Doesn't have to be, you know, new, old, whatever. What have you been enjoying?
Me.
What yeah, have any, I been any of you. Any of you. Really, any of you.
But more mainly specifically you.
Yeah,
and it's okay yeah. if you have to like pull out, yeah, you know, like pull out your phone, look at your streaming app or whatever.
Yeah, I've been just kind of trying to get caught up on everything from like all the really popular artists that I just haven't heard yet this year. Yeah, man, like it's all just a bunch of stuff that everyone's kind of already heard.
Hey, fair.
It looks like. Oh, Gully Boys. I'm going to plug them whenever possible.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, just whatever band from the Twin Cities. Like, I'm trying to ingratiate myself into the scene, so I got to...
Good answer. Yeah, good answer. You know. Anybody, if you're from the Twin Cities, you're currently being recommended, so congratulations.
Yeah, not even bands, just people from the Twin Cities.
Yeah, anybody around.
Oscar, dude.
I'm pulling up our Buzzsprout statistics to see if we've got anybody in that area.
We better have at least somebody in that area. What do you mean if we have anybody in that area?
I don't know.
I'll throw one out there. Because I don't think we've talked about it on the show yet, but we say it, I feel like, almost every episode at this point, but we had the theme song from Caleb by Hey, I Love You. New Hey, I Love You album dropped. It's a banger. It's really good. Listen to it. And I think it's, was it Psychokinetic Love Songs? I think it's called that. That's a great album. Great album.
Check that out.
Banger.
Huh. Turns out we have 400,000 listeners in the Twin Cities.
Whoa! How cool. Like is all of them.
Yeah, that's basically everybody there. Hey, thank you, Twin Cities, for all the love. Hell yeah.
Go on.
All my shit's like embarrassing. Like,
no, say oh, one yeah. that's embarrassing.
Keelan's been on a real techno core kick. It's been a lot of like
oh no.
Oh shit.
Like the Asking Alexandria style, like, you know, you're like punching the shit out of someone to the verses and then
it's Icy Stars
dancing during the bridge.
Icy Stars fucking rocks.
Yeah. I got really into them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just will not stop listening to it. Had forced me to play one song 3 times because he liked one part of it. He was like, that part where it's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, yeah, the whole thing? What do you mean? scrubbing through to try and find the part that he wants.
Shut up, dude. I'm just trying to learn. Okay?
You're taking my musical journey backwards.
Don't let him listen to any prog, or we're gonna lose him.
We're gonna lose him to prog metal again.
No, I already went through the prog phase.
What do you see Keelan going next? If based on your musical journey, where is he headed next?
Honestly, probably prog metal.
No, I already did the prog thing.
No, because you went emo, back to pop punk, and then now you've hit metalcore.
Again, I already did the prog thing in high school, and I'm good. Like,
well, I guess maybe someday we'll find out.
Yeah.
On the next episode of Your Band of Garbage. I don't know what that was. Was that anything?
I want Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Yeah, we should get like an anime outro style, like voiceover for the end. That would be cool. That would be an actually decent way to end the episode.
Oh man.
We're always so bad at ending these. We're so bad at it.
Hey, there is no good way to end a podcast.
Speaking of ending a fucking podcast, we'll usually end it by asking this. Do you have anything that you want to just shout into the ether as the outro music fades in?
No.
Hey, fair enough. Me neither.
Neither does anybody else.
Oh, no. One thing. I am just a little bit preoccupied with how your background has been the Supreme Court for the past 30 or 40 minutes.
Sorry, I didn't even notice it at a certain point. Hold on, is this any better?
That's not better. Not the blood eye. Oh no.
Yeah.
All right, turn this shit off. I'm ending this. I'm pulling the plug. Get out of here. Good night.
Good night, Brian.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you so much, as always, to our new friend Charlotte, aka Effervesce. Her new album Nativity is out right now. You can go listen to it. Highly recommend it. It's experimental, it's cool, it's something different. Check it out and see what you think. It's definitely something that's worth your time. You can go check her out on Twitter. She's over at What's Charlotte. You can find this new album plus more on her Bandcamp. It's a name we mentioned earlier. It's cmmusic.bandcamp.com. But all of the links to all of that are going to be in the show notes as well. So definitely check that out. Speaking of the show, you can write into it. That's ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Just say what's up. If you have any questions, concerns, you want us to check out your music, hit us up. We'd be happy to talk. If you like the show, you can rate us 5 stars on Spotify and iTunes. Please, oh, please, that'd be so nice. Sorry, don't know what that was. Weird. Music for Your Band is Garbage is courtesy of Hey, I Love You and Jake definitely listens to the show still. Oh well.